We are live, ladies and gentlemen. It's Rob Zagari, Rob Zagari Show. Yes, we are late again. We are late to the party. Can you move that camera up here? There, how's that? Does that work? All right. We're late to the party. I know. Don't forget, you can listen to us over at Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to us at Spreaker.com. You can listen to us on iTunes. You can listen to us on where else? I don't know. My brain is discombobulated. Remember, yesterday I told you all I'm going away tomorrow for a day or two. I got to go to Philadelphia. I got to go to Pennsylvania. I got to go to a wedding. I tried to get out of this wedding. Tried my best to get out of this wedding. But to no avail. I'm stuck. I'm hit. I'm in this for the long haul. Or at least until Friday. Well, Saturday, actually. I'll be back Saturday. So today it's been running around trying to finish stuff. But I wanted to at least get on the air for a little bit to tell everybody that I promise next week we will be back to normal. I promise. Cross my heart. Hope to die. Stick a needle right in my eye. So we will be back to normal. All right. So what did we miss today? I know we missed a lot of stuff. What did we miss when we went to bed last night? Because I know we missed a lot of stuff. The media freaking out because Trump went and had a steak. He went and had a steak, which is pretty funny because once again, we get to talk about how I reference the press as being nothing more than booger eaters and fart sniffers. Yes, they were the kids in high school, grammar school, that would sit in the back of the class, pick their nose, and eat their own boogers. That's the press. Or they will fart in their own. I bet some of them still eat their own boogers and fart in their own hands, like cup their farts and then put it up to their nose. Smell it. Ooh, I just had a burrito. I mean, look at Katie Turr. Look at Glenn Thrust. You're not going to tell me that Glenn Thrust doesn't sit there and waft in his own ass gas? Look at the guy. He takes that stupid fedora, whatever the hell that hipster douchebag hat is, and he fans it up to his nose. That's what he does. Fans it. It's asparagus. I could taste it again. That's what they are. And last night was hilarious to watch a breaking story. MSNBC and CNN and all of them. Trump went for a steak dinner. The press was not notified. Who happens to work for a different media organization reported that Trump was at the restaurant. Trump told the press pool that he's done for the night. Like that, 2 hours later, he left. How dare he? And then, of course, this, everything's a violation of free speech. Everything's a violation of free speech, freedom of the press. As if the Washington Post is owned by government. As if CNN is owned by government. As if ABC is owned by the government. As if BuzzFeed Huffington Post, Politico, are owned by the government. Unless that is happening, there's still freedom of press. There's still free speech. Everything that's happening now, press is being treated exactly how they should be treated. Like a bunch of booger-eating, fart-sniffing losers. And the media can't handle that. Wolf Blitzer can't handle that. Remember, we talked about this a few days ago. When Trump left Washington after he did the Obama meeting, he did the Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell meeting, and he got in his car and he left. And the fact that he didn't tell anybody in the press, he didn't notify them that he had left the building. Wolf Blitzer and Brian Seitzer and the rest of the booger eaters were appalled. This is wrong. No president-elect has ever done this. They're supposed to notify the press when they take a piss. There's supposed to be a historical record. A historical record? Really? Katie Turr's the historical record? Really? April Ryan of Urban Action Network? She's the historical record? What, are you kidding me? These are booger-eating fart sniffers. There's no historian. They're historians? Katie Turr. Keith Olbermann's girlfriend. You guys are so butthurt. You guys are just so butthurt. Donald Trump smashing all of your dreams and hopes. Yesterday, some girl from Feed or one of liberal douchebag outlets put out a little tweet that said she what was it worded? She got excited. She was excited that she got assigned to the White House as a press report. However it was, and she was all excited. That for Trump is a good job. Oh, we get to go to Tommy and Daddy and all of you boys that said I was just a troll in high school. Look at me now. I'm going to be traveling the world in Force One. I'm going to be important. They're going to talk to me because I'm going to write an art. And what happened? Trump leaves, goes and gets a steak without them. Why? How could he do this? How could he do an interview and Jared Kushner or Hope Hicks, whoever's with him, isn't going to do an interview? He's talking to the press. It's not a scheduled press conference. Eating dinner. He's not going to talk to anybody, and the people that are in his group aren't going to talk to anybody. What's the deal? What's this historical record? The president-elect at a steak drinking a virgin Bloody Mary. Happened to be in the Ritzy Steakhouse, tweeted that Donald Trump had a virgin Bloody Mary. Hard thing right there. Everybody. must have. The media is upset because they weren't sitting in this posh restaurant because they're part of the press covering the planet. So these restaurants, some of them dream about going to, they would have been able to finally get into. They would have been able to finally sit and be treated like something, like somebody. Not 12-year-old booger-eating fart sniffer. That's why they're unhinged. That's why they're losing their mind. That's why Wolfgang can his panels with Trump's treatment of the media, Trump's treatment of the press. This is just unprecedented. We have, again, you want to talk about elites? You want to talk about entitled? You can't get more elitist and more entitled than the media. Elitist than the media. On Twitter. Seriously, just spend 20 minutes on Twitter and randomly go to Glenn Trusts or the Katie Burns or the Sabrina Sadoki, Marlo Stern. And just name a few of the elitist, liberal, hipster douchebags. Just spend a few minutes on each of their Twitters and see what they post. See the pictures they post. See the pictures of them. Man, they think they are the shit. I think Marlo Stern's picture is him drinking a cup of coffee. He's got the cup up to his mouth and nose. You just see the eyes. So, aren't I? Well, aren't I mysterious? Just eyes. I'm not in Starbucks. I'm a independent hipster douchebag coffee house. Where in the corner, there's a white guy with dreads playing guitar. His army jacket and combat boots. Because Trump is putting all of on last. Saying, who are you? Who are you? What makes any of you special? Because for the last 16 months, you haven't done anything special. You've done absolutely nothing special. It has been wrong. When you get on panels, whether it's CNN or Fox or ABC or MSNBC, and you speak, it's been wrong. Just get some tape in the last few months of the April Ryan and the Katie Herr wing, and I mean left wing, where they wear extremism on their hips, douchebag sleeves. All been wrong. They've all been wrong. Every article they've written, every article, every article they've been on. That's why Donald Trump is going to lose, and he's going to lose in a big way. You see, the American people don't prescribe to the things that Donald Trump says. You see, the American people prescribe to the Obama doctrine. Okay, no, you're wrong. And now they all think they get a do-over. Now they all get a do-over. At least that's what they think, even though primaries, the primaries, and then the do-over, because they those same people, and man, we do primaries, we talked about it. We said all these people wrong. Every week they would wrong. This person would drop out. This person would drop out. Trump's not going to do more than 25%. He's going to do more than 28%. He's not going to do more than 32%. He's got a ceiling. They were wrong. And then after the primary, they all went, okay, we were wrong. But he's not going to win the general. So they all got their do-over. Rather, it was Nate Silver, the jerk-offs at Real Clear Politics, they got their do-over after the primaries. They were all wrong again. Now, another do-over. And they are losing their minds. And more people. More and more people are realizing, and it's taken some people a long time, people realizing that all of these orders, of these judges, all of these networks, all have an agenda. And none of them are doing a shred of legitimate reporting. It's all opinions. That's all it is. It's opinions. They disguise it as reporting, but it's not reporting. They're opinions. And we've talked about it before, ad nauseum, but none of these people were ever prepared to cover somebody that would fight them, that would battle them, that would call them out. Nobody's done it before. Every one of these news outlets, these so-called news outlets, and these so-called reporters and these so-called journalists, they've all gotten a free pass. They've all been able to say what they want. They've all been able to do what they want. They've all been treated with these kid gloves. And as the years went on, and the media has gotten even more liberal, and more importantly than that, more bold with wearing their liberalism. Like I said, back in the day, I'm not even talking about 50 years ago, I'm 43. 25, 30 years ago, the media didn't wear their liberalism on their safety pin shirt, their little space shirt. Didn't the Bernie Shaws and the Donaldsons, Peter Jennings, Walter Cronkite, they didn't wear, I don't even know who was a hard liberal and who was a conservative. But that was the case. You didn't know. You didn't know. They reported, hey, this is what happened. President, I have a question. Blah, blah, blah. They didn't ask based on what they thought. You know, you could play the NBC grab them by the pussy tape for 10 people. And I bet you those 10 people would all have a different opinion. And I bet you the majority wouldn't have the opinion of it being somebody who is not just talking about it, but promoting it, encouraging it, which is sexual assault. I guarantee you, the majority of people did not hear that and go, oh, wow, he's talking about sexual assault. Oh, my God, he's a sexual predator. Oh, my. But whenever Anderson Cooper, whenever Don Lemon, whenever the quote-unquote journalists addressed that tape and that controversy, it was always framed as sexual assault. I mean, that's an opinion. Back in the day, a Peter Jennings wouldn't have reported on it as being sexual assault. He wouldn't have told the viewer. That's not the media's job, but it is now. It is now. When you hear the media go, oh, we're being attacked, this has never happened before. Well, listen, it never, ever have the media said, hey, we know we're supposed to be impartial. We know we're supposed to just report, but this person is such a scumbag, we can't report on him without giving our opinion. And our opinion is, he's a scumbag. We've never been in this situation. We've never been in this situation where the media has literally said, yeah, we should be impartial. We used to be impartial, but we just so much. We have capacity, the clowns, to then go, somebody that we've been like this. Really. Shocked that the person now is going to be the president is pushing back all of the people that said they don't work him fair. It really is. I mean, remember the grief that Jimmy Fallon got because he didn't attack Trump on his show for not being biased. And all these outlets now are shocked that Trump back then pushed. It's amazing. It's all in strategy by the media. It was an all-in strategy by the Democrats. But it was more difficult for the media because if they lost, if Trump won, they now were going to have to deal with Trump And I'm not talking about a, oh, I'm going to get vengeance on you type thing. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about millions and millions and millions of people. For 16 months, you went out of your way to do everything you could to tell me that this person was a scumbag. To the point where you made up stories, you used anonymous sources, which is made up stories. You told me what the country was thinking. You told me what the rest of the world was thinking. And obviously, that wasn't the case. Obviously, when you told me, hey, 75, 80% of the American people think Donald Trump is a real scumbag. Obviously, that wasn't the case. Obviously, if every single poll that you were doing got the election wrong, what's to say now that every single one of those polls you said, oh, 72% of the American people say Donald Trump shouldn't be near nuclear weapons. Oh, 68% of the American people say Donald Trump is a rapist. 58% of the you were wrong on Hillary Clinton's going to win the election by 6 points, which will mean a full-blown win. If you were wrong about all of that, why were you right about all the people that don't trust Trump and he's a racist and he's a misogynist and they believe he'll blow up the world? Of course not. Of course the people don't believe it. So the media went all in because now Trump won. The American people said, wow, we can't trust you all said. Everything you said about the election was wrong. And now that guy's the president. And you're going into the presidential phase of getting everything wrong. So now you're going to tell us the Trump administration working on a program that will inject black people with a sexual disease. It will be the Tuskegee experiment part two. The American people are going to go, you're full of crap. You're full of crap. So now, even if Trump does something they don't like or athletes don't like, reports on it, guess what? We're never media. Just like they did today. The boss over at the NSA, he could have he got the job. And it wasn't case. ABC News had come out and correct their tweet, correct their story. So whoever was feeding them this information, you hear the news go, oh, Trump's transition tethers. They're unprepared. They're disorganized. They don't know what's going on. Donald Trump is just sitting in a corner playing his ball, dribbling on himself, going, blah, 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 what do I do? What do I do? Why is that the case? Why is that? Why now? Why now is everything the media is telling us accurate and correct? Of course it's not. They went all in. Man, they took every dime they had. They knew what they were doing. They knew it. All those executives, whether it's Jeff Bezos in the Washington Post, Carlos Slim, New York Times, Glenn Frost at Politico, Zucker, CNN, knew it. They knew that they were putting everything they had in. Knew it. They knew Trump, they were all at payoff for all these conglomerates. Trump bad, Trump is evil, Trump is misogynist. Look here, look there, he's an actual predator, he's this. All these people that support him are Nazis, the alt-right, pet the frog, blah, 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 blah. Hillary's going to win by 10, Hillary's going to win by 5, Republicans are going to lose the House, lose the way the Whigs, it's going to take them 100 years to rebuild. Everything in our power to defeat him. He's horrible. He's horrible. This is all in, man. He lost. What's that? What do you say? The media goes, we told you we were right. We told you. He would only get about 25%, which means 25, 26 million people voted for him. We have to be nervous about those 25 or 26 people. They're Nazis. We told you that. They're all except a dirty sock that they were able to put on their penises like rat chili peppers. Their bank account wiped out. Their life insurance policies wiped out. Their kids' college funds are wiped out. They walked out with sucks on their junk. Will never, ever recover. Because now, no matter how much the left screams, no matter how much the media screams, fire, 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 goes bullshit, 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 bullshit. Me goes, no. There's so much fire. The country goes, there's so much bullshit. After putting a traction tweet or a traction story, let's keep on coming. When there's constant pushback from incoming, the minute Katie Turr or Andrea Mitchell goes, my analysis from within the Trump bullshit, wrong, click. I mean, the media. They got schlong, they got trumped, they got thumped. They got to them worse than what they did to Trump. Because remember, the whole thing with Trump, NBC, Billy tape, the whole thing with that was this. Here's audio of Trump saying these things. So, by his own words, By his own actions, you now can't dismiss anybody that comes forward and says Trump did to me exactly what he said that tape. And because of that, no matter who the girl was, don't matter. Hi, what's your name? My name is Justin Drake. Well, who are you? I'm a porn star. People pay me to ejaculate in my mouth and have anal sex with me. Okay, thank you. What happened? I was at this event, and I gave Donald Trump my phone number, and then me and a couple of other hookers went to his suite, and
And he offered me $10,000 exactly. And then he kicked me in.
Years old. From and okay. So single one of these girls came out and the media had no that audio tape validated everything. Everything that these women were saying. No difference than Hillary Clinton parading the black lady around who said 30 years ago she traded an apartment at a Trump property turned away because she's black. Now, how do you disprove that? How do you prove that? Well, years ago, Trump's dad and property that they had got in trouble by the federal government for discrimination. Real simple. Somebody raises their hand and goes, oh, I tried to get a apartment there. They're lying. Lawsuit. The media goes, this is all good enough. So, apply what happened for the last 6 months. Apply what's happened in the last 1 month. Anything the media says now, the country goes, you're full of crap. How can I believe you? Well, what do you mean? What? You've been wrong for the last 16 months, every single day. Why now are you right? Why now are you honest? Why now are you unbiased? Why? Well, there is no because. If Trump audio from a decade ago proves all of these women were actually assaulted by Trump, then guess what? What you've done the last 16 months proves that nothing you say, nothing you report, nothing that you're associated with is the truth. So if you tell us that Donald Trump is sitting in the basement of the White House plotting martial law, every single one of us are going to say you're full of crap. Pictures. Even if you had video, every single one of us are going to say you're full of crap and you made it up. You got actors. And that's where we are today, folks. And the media knows it. They don't know what to do. They absolutely have no idea what to do. Doing things that involve anonymous reporters or backtracking on stories like the General Flynn story. They just keep burying themselves more and more and more. When you have an article come out in Slate that says all the Trump supporters, anybody that voted for Trump, is a racist. Every single voter is a racist. The media... done. It's over. And when they're complaining about not being part of a steak dinner, when they're complaining about not being in a limousine. When they're complaining about not sitting in the plush, beautiful seat on the floor. Air Force One, burying them more and more and more. When you see Brian Setzer, other liberals, talking about fake media sites and how they contributed to Hillary Clinton losing, fake media sites. Sites that were created to pump out a news story to fool people that read the story into believing one way or another, and then saying that Facebook needs to crack down on stories that come from news sites. CNN and them pumping the intelligent citizen of this country goes, well, isn't that similar to anonymous sources? What happened to the anonymous sources? Much more debate of all of this. Hateful language that Donald Trump used on the Apprentice Act. Rick Wilson and the world's ugliest, and I mean ugliest, Republican. Because most Republican women are pretty hot. Punditry field, except for Liz Marr, okay, the world's ugliest pundit slash strategist slash super PAC creator, ugliest, but according to her and Rick Wilson, they have video or audio or pictures that were to bury Donald Trump. You know, anonymous people gave this information. Anonymous. Where are all these stories from all of these anonymous people? These are supposed to be real stories. What happened? I mean, the guy's technically not president yet. If one of these stories are so damning, why don't they come out? Exactly. You need to talk about fake web itself is a giant fake website. CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, BuzzFeed, Huffington Post. They're all a giant fake website. They're all giant fake website. They've been fake 9-10 years, but they were exposed 16 months ago. They were exposed 16 months ago. Exposed 16 months ago. Carlos, Bezo, use to the climate, get use to the pushback, and get use to flip it for car rental and plane tickets. All the other things that go with the elite members of the press covering the White House who are not going to get their free rides anymore. They're going to get their bottled water or their buffets or everything else that goes with being a leak. It's over. Get used to it. It's Rob Zicaria. It's Rob Zicaria Show. I'm going to be right back after these words to you guys know the story. Don't break my balls. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Build a wall, it just got 10 feet higher. Yeah. Build a wall, it just got 10 feet strong. Build a wall, it just got 10 feet higher. And build and build and build and just build a wall.
We are back. We are live. It's Rob Zicaria Show. We are winding this great program down for the night. I'll be gone tomorrow. I know some of you are sick of me saying this, but we will be gone tomorrow, and we will be gone Friday. But we will be back on... We'll be back on Monday, and all the things are going to you can listen to other shows on RobZicariaShow.com, or you can go to iTunes, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, you can go to iHeartRadio, all the above. So go there. All right. Funny. And we've talked about a bunch of times, but I just, I think it's so Megyn Kelly. Remember, we talked about a little book last week. It was right before the election, and leaked parts of her book on, I think one of them was the Roger Ailes part, how Roger Ailes groped her, grabbed her ass, and you know, did the whole sex harassment thing. But she never went to management. She never years and years this stuff was happening, and Gretchen had no problem with any of it. She had no problem with it. She wasn't a babe in the woods. She wasn't a rookie. She was a newbie. She was somebody that was terrified they were going to lose their job because they were fresh at the company. This was their big break to work up the ladder, and they went to human resources or went to top brass, they would be done. They'd be fired. Playing out what could have been going on in a woman or man brain, for that matter, who's only been for a couple of months or even a year. But Gretchen Carlson was there for years. She was Gretchen Carlson for years. She had a name for years. She had a brand for years. So prior to all of the info about Gretchen, she could have went to human resources. She could have went to her higher-ups. At that point, established star. She did what she did. Recorded ales. And all of the things that we heard. Because she was basically demoted. The ratings for the program she was on was in the crap house. There was not a need for Gretchen Carlson anymore. So in turn, she got a big fat payday. Now we got Megyn Kelly. Okay? Now we got Megyn Kelly, who, rumor, no rumor, fact, fiction, her start from Brett Hume. Brett Hume sent her, or she sent Brett Hume an audition. Now, that's factual, but the rumor is that she had a relationship with Brett Hume. True? Not true? No. But as Megyn Kelly worked her way through the ranks of Fox, she's threatened her. Roger Ailes was a deviant. Megyn Kelly, 2 years ago, could have went to human resources. She could have went to her higher up. She was Megyn Kelly. For a woman who's supposed to be strong and independent and she sure loves to play the victim, doesn't she? She sure loves to play the victim. She's the victim. She's the perpetual victim. You notice that? She's the perpetual victim. Her Ailes did all these horrible things to her early on in her career. Well, guess what? She stayed there for, what, 5, 6 years, 7 years after? And she was a star. And for Megyn Kelly to do nothing? I mean, nothing. She did nothing. All of these revelations didn't come out until the Gretchen Carlson situation. They didn't come out until her book. Her book. Which she needs to get a good from because her ratings are in the crap house. Her primetime special she did was in the crap house. Or at least it wasn't what they hoped it would be. People only tuned in for Trump and tuned out for Tranny and all the other crap that was on there. Her stock's garbage. This book coming out until after the election. And the Roger Ailes and Trump stuff was just included. I mean, Roger Ailes stuff was just included. It was added. It was a chapter that was added. If you take out the Trump Roger Ailes stuff, Megyn Kelly's book is garbage. By Donald Trump. Bullied because somebody fought back against the press. Somebody fought back against somebody who's an opportunist. Megyn Kelly is supposed to be a journalist. She's supposed to be a reporter. And any good journalist, any good reporter knows that it's the story that's important. It's what they're covering that's important. It's not them. It should never be about them. But everything that Megyn Kelly has done has been about her. That first debate, it was all about the Megyn Kelly question. That's all anybody talked about that debate. Nobody remembers anything else from that debate except for Megyn Kelly's question. The very first question. And her back and forth with Trump. And the whole back and forth with Trump throughout the months was like something in a hostage movie. I mean, Jesus Christ. Listen to this victim play this card to the hilt, man. Jesus. It's amazing. It really is. Really is. Then you totally could tell that Fox is going through this pile of crap. Just took a big dump all over Fox News. All over it. And painted this picture of a house of repute. It's just amazing, but you know, it's Megyn Kelly. It's a liberal posing as a conservative, so they can get paid. Rob Zakaria, it's Rob Zakaria. All right, you guys, we are checking out. We got a ton of stuff to do. I know it breaks some of your hearts. Don't get mad at me. I promise. I promise. Okay? I promise. Come Monday, everything will be back to normal. I promise. Don't forget, you listen to us at Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to us at iTunes. You can listen to us on iHeartRadio and all those other great places. Go there. Listen. We'll see you guys Monday. And wish me safety, please. Wish me safe. Safe traveling. All right. Talk to you then. Bye.